This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free. That's 855-450-3733. Kicking off hour number three in studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And Heather, you brought in a story about a proposal in California, and generally I don't like discussing legislative proposals just because so many of them never actually wind up going anywhere other than just being filed as a proposal. But this is not something that's necessarily unusual, as odd as it sounds. So the proposal in the California legislature is a tax on water.
Yeah, so it's a state bill that proposes the first ever tax on drinking water. I'll get right into this. It says... Yep. The first ever proposed tax on water usage is making its way through the California State Assembly. And it's funny because whenever these like crazy bills come out, it's usually always California.
Or New York. Or Florida.
California, though, is a bellwether state for crazy laws.
Yeah. So SB 623, and it's titled Safe and Affordable Drinking Water Fund.
The Sad
bill.
Water Fund. It's the Sad Water Fund.
Yes, the Sad Water Fund.
Safe, affordable drinking. Sad Water Fund. The Sad Water Fund bill. All right.
So this sad bill would charge every household in the state an additional 95 cents a month, which would pay to operate treatment plants in rural areas where water is polluted. Under existing law, the California Drinking Water Act requires that the State Water Resources Control Board provide resources ensuring drinking water safety, and the tax would supply money for the fund to finance water improvement projects throughout the state.
All right, so I'm confused about some things here.
They need more money.
No, I know. Yeah. They need more money. It's California. They always need more money. And pretty soon they'll find out that, you know, they're running out of other people's money. But it seems as though this is just a flat fee. It's not actually going to be charging people based on their usage of drinking water, just that, well, you have the capacity to drink water, so therefore give us 95 cents a month.
It's like, it is. It's a flat rate. It's not... per bottle, it's not...
Well, you know, the way a lot of things work, because I'm guessing that they have a water bill of, you know, you're getting water and we have a way to measure how much water comes into your house. They're not saying we're charging a penny per 1,000 gallons.
Right.
They're not saying we're charging, you know, a tenth of a cent per 1,000. They're just saying you have water 95 cents a month. So it's not an actual usage fee in the sense of what people think of usage fee.
Yeah, it's a tax. It's a tax.
Yeah.
Well, right, but even a lot of taxes are based on, you know, some kind of value or so. Property taxes based on the value of the house.
Doesn't matter.
Vehicle taxes are based in a lot of places on the value of the vehicle.
Doesn't matter.
Fuel taxes based on the amount of fuel that you purchase.
Doesn't matter. Taxes are taxes. You're taking from somebody to spend it in a way that you think is a better way than them spending 95 cents a month. That's a tax. I'm sorry.
I'm just trying to come up, and I'm not justifying the tax. I'm just trying to come up with some kind of rationale for how they decided just charge everybody the same amount instead of make it, you know, somewhat relative to the amount of water people
use. See what the
So it kind of touches on that. So it says the 95 cents a month is supposed to pay to operate treatment plants in rural areas where water is polluted. So it says Haney Hong, president of the San Diego County Taxpayers Association, says that whoever is polluting the water should have to pay for it, not the rest of us. He says farmers are basically causing the pollution, which is an unavoidable byproduct of the agricultural industry. The association just voted to oppose the bill because it only makes farmers pay 20% of the cost of running the water treatment facilities. 20% of the funding for this correction for the water source, which is an important thing to do, comes from the polluters, and the rest, the 80%, comes from the rest of us in California. Hong explained, that's not how this should work.
So they're applying the 80-20 rule.
Yes, they are. And they're saying, my God, we've got to tax the people most heavily who provide our food and water, without which we would all die.
Okay. But that's the thing, is like, who should own that water? And like, how do you go about property rights to things like water? I think that's one of the most...
Water flows freely onto my land, or it falls from the sky.
So like,
therefore I take it and I drink it.
I heard somebody say in an argument one time, like, let's say you had a water aquifer or whatever that was shared between several different places, and one of the people pumped it dry and took all of the water and hoarded it and kept it. Like, would that be a violation of the other people's rights? And, like, who has rights to that water?
Yeah, and wars have been fought over similar things. The whole Iran-Kuwait war, Gulf War number one, was fought over a banana-shaped oil reserve that was sort of half under Kuwait and half under Iraq. And the Kuwaitis, through superior technology and American know-how, were able to go in and pump the heck out of that. And that's when Saddam decided he was going to invade.
Two people fight in a situation like that.
Right.
What's the right answer?
Well, in U.S. foreign policy, it's which one do we think we can profit from.
Yeah,
and
like,
as far as water rights go, that's been argued before the U.S. Supreme Court numerous times between the states of Georgia and Tennessee over the Tennessee River and the lake that, you know, Georgia claims we have water rights to that lake, and Tennessee says, no, you don't, because even though the official boundaries between us says this, the surveyors marked it here, and therefore the lake is all ours, and it just keeps going back to the Supreme Court.
Right. It's interesting. Yeah, and it's a tough problem. It's one of those things where you know, sometimes people look for libertarianism to come up with a perfect solution for every possible scenario.
Even though the scenario is not currently being solved under the current system.
Which is a good point.
Let's go to the Discord call-in line where we've got Servant of Divinity calling in. Servant of Divinity, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Was there a particularly nasty odor going on in the studio about 10 minutes ago by any chance?
I don't know, Daryl.
We cannot confirm nor deny that. Why? Are you speculating based on
the camera? And me saying Febreze?
There was overreaction. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I'm on the vitamin C regimen, so I relate. Anyway, I would like to discuss a proposal Senator Bernie Sanders had made this week.
Okay.
Which is a jobs guarantee program. Also, I am sorry for that train. It'll be like 30 seconds and it's gone.
All right. So, well, yeah, so we should guarantee jobs for trains.
Exactly. No. But basically, he wants to make it so that if you have a skill in healthcare, childcare, if you can work in infrastructure or you're an environmentalist, that you should be guaranteed a federal job if you go to the federal government and ask for one.
That's a horrible idea.
Yeah, I've been following this a little bit too.
This is the first I've heard of it, but guaranteeing if you ask the federal government for a job, they have to give it to you because I'm Bernie Sanders.
Oh, you haven't followed. We should cover this one of these nights. Go ahead, Stefan.
It is a fundamental right to work a job. No, basically, he claims that, you know, I watched one of his speeches on the congressional floor about this, and he was saying that we could eliminate the problem of unemployment altogether if a job was simply a right, where if you were unemployed, if you could just go to the government and get a decent-paying job. He wants these jobs to pay $15 an hour.
All right,
can't get a job in a free market. We don't want you working for the government.
Well, we solved the problem of unemployment, but we create a problem of quadrupling the national debt in the next 47 seconds.
Well, He had explained that this program could be, how do you put it, like modular almost, like based upon how the economy is doing, that will reflect how much they are willing to, you know, how big the program is going to be.
So all right, hold that thought. I want to discuss this more. And if it fluctuates with the economy, is it really guaranteeing everybody a job?
No.
Calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We'll go back to the phones here in just a second. But as you probably know, if you've listened to Free Talk Live in the past, you know that we're fans of cryptocurrency. And one place that you can go to get all kinds of news about various things in the cryptocurrency world is news.bitcoin.com. Headline from just a couple hours ago about a new political party in Ukraine that intends to fund itself only with cryptocurrencies, and according to the article, quote, vowed to never accept money from the oligarchs. You can find that story and, well, all kinds of introductory information about Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, news.bitcoin.com. We've got Stefan in Ohio, who is calling in on the Discord under the pseudonym Servant of Divinity, and you called in about the burn. Where Bernie Sanders earlier this week apparently made some kind of proposal that he wants to guarantee federal employment, but only if the economy is good-ish?
No, basically what he was saying is he wanted it to adjust based upon the economy. So if the economy was doing poorly, they would ramp up the rate at which they would hire people. But if it was doing wonderfully, they would spend less money and slow down the rate at which they hire people.
No, hold on, though. It's a guaranteed
job. We're guaranteeing everybody a job with the federal government unless we decide not to give them a job with the federal government?
It seems like it could only ramp up, never ramp down.
It's not quite like that. Basically, his idea is that if the economy is doing well, people won't want the government job anyway, and they'll go into the private sector and they'll be able
right.
to spend
That's
less money.
That's why nobody joins the military or gets a job with the FBI or anything else, because they don't want a federal government job that basically guarantees that they never get fired.
Yeah, well, I understand a lot of the criticisms, and I would agree.
Yeah.
I think this is pretty, you know, I think even this is radical, even for the progressives.
Right.
Because I mean, Bernie Sanders sitting there looking like the principal from Beavis and Butthead, all like, oh, we need jobs everywhere. I don't think people would agree that a job is a right, because what is a job? A job only exists because there is a need for it. And if we are artificially creating the need for a job, then they're not really, you know, then people aren't really going to benefit from these jobs.
Right. And
they're
welcome back to
force us to need more services.
Right. Welcome back to FDR. I mean, this is how we built dams and bridges and failed irrigation systems in Idaho. Just to put people to work, the government decided under Franklin Delano Roosevelt that we were going to have jobs programs and we were going to come up with all these big, huge things and hire lots of people to do it. And what happened? I mean, it kept us in a Great Depression longer than we would have ever been without these things. They ended up being huge programs that were temporary when they said it, yet they're still around today. You know?
Who was it that said there's nothing so permanent as a temporary government agency?
Well, I'd say Calvin Coolidge or one of those guys. But
not that it really matters, but right. it's a truthful statement.
Yeah, but again, this goes back to socialism, and that's what Bernie Sanders proudly proposes.
No, it's democratic socialism.
Because we voted for it.
Right, I love that.
But, it's you know, socialism. Some would make the argument that we could use infrastructure jobs at the moment, and that if we guaranteed people infrastructure jobs, that it would be beneficial to all of us, and that we wouldn't have to worry because these jobs we're all going to reap the benefits from it. Mm. So why wouldn't you want it, you selfish libertarian?
Because, well, I don't know. Let me look at the government's track record at building anything. When the government needs to build important things, they tend to go to the private sector. When they try to do things on their own, it always ends up costing more, and being of lower quality.
And now this reminds me of something that I did hear about a couple days ago, where was it Norway that was doing one of these UBI tests for universal basic income?
Finland. That was Finland.
They were planning to do a 24-month test and wound up cutting it short after 14 months because they said the only way to keep it going was to raise taxes by 30%, and there's not 30% that they can raise taxes.
Universal basic income, I think, is slightly, you know, a bit of a different issue altogether.
Universally guaranteeing that everybody gets a job, then that's basically a UBI.
Except UBI you don't have to work for, though some proponents of universal basic income say that, you know, that's just simplifying entitlements. Instead of giving out all the entitlements, just give out the money.
If you're giving somebody a job that they can't be fired from, then isn't that basically UBI?
That's the government.
In a UBI system,
people would still get paid regardless of whether or not they work.
But then you're kind of teaching people to rely on government for a job, and I don't think that's what you want to do. You want to teach people to be able to be self-sufficient. That's what good government should do anyway. You should be giving people the tools to create their own jobs and allowing them to go off and do their own thing and paving the way.
What if they're good government jobs? What if good government provides the jobs?
What do you mean? Like, it's not even about that. It's about the fact that I agree with having, like, a military and having, like, law enforcement because, you know, I think that everybody in a community benefits from, you know, having...
I think if those jobs were volunteer, like most fire departments are, I'd be completely okay with that.
Definitely police departments and stuff that are overpaid.
Let's go to Greg calling in from Owensboro, Kentucky. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
And turn down your radio, please.
Going to need you to turn down the radio and actually listen to us through the telephone.
Okay.
Yep.
You're good.
Go ahead. You're on the radio. Go ahead. Go ahead, Greg.
Yeah, my question is, what job is Bernie Sanders wanting that person to do?
I suspect, and I'm looking at the Hill article, and he doesn't get into any specifics, but $15 an hour.
People that will work and people that won't work.
Right. It's set to announce a federal jobs proposal that would guarantee a job with at least $15 per hour and health benefits to every adult American who wants or need one, the Washington Post reports.
How much productivity does that one guy, that one person has to do at that cost to generate enough to justify his job? And it's probably more than sitting somewhere watching watching the big screen or somebody pointing a finger at somebody else. I mean, there's no way it's going to work.
Right. We know that. You know that. But Bernie Sanders he's not concerned with the logic behind it. He wants everyone in America to be taken care of, and he feels that government is the best way to do that. And I believe him when he says that. I believe that he's being sincere. I've seen the guy speak. He's very passionate. I just think he's nuts.
Yeah, Greg, thank you.
And I agree. I mean, I think when he comes out with these statements.
I agree with you guys on this one.
Yep. Greg, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we'll get back to the phones in just a second. We've been talking about the California water tax proposal, Bernie's plan to wind up giving everybody a federal job, except for when he's not giving everybody a federal job. Plus, earlier on, we were talking about the Greyhound situation where they're allowing the feds to violate passengers' rights. And if you ever want to go back and re-listen to a show, you can do that. Head over to listen.freetalklive.com, and then you can find the archives from there where, let's say you don't have 2 hours to listen to an entire show for the night, and that's roughly how long a show is, absent all of the commercials. Well, we also have a daily digest that you can listen to, where one of the listeners has just volunteered to take the shows and cut out sort of the best of and reduce it down to about a 30-minute episode. You can find that feeds.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Ed calling in from Charleston, West Virginia, listening to us on WVTS. Ed, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Good evening. First time caller, and yes, my radio is turned off.
Excellent.
All First, love your bumper music. May I suggest an oldie but goodie, Hocus Pocus?
Mm-hmm. Not one I'm necessarily familiar with off the top of my head, but it's probably one of those, as soon as I hear it, I'll be like, oh, yeah, that's the song.
Yeah, we'll check it out.
Yeah, so what'd you call in about, Ed?
Well, the California water tax. This sounds like typical left-wing Bernie Sanders-type logic. Why don't they just tax bottled water, since most people are drinking that as opposed to tap water? At the least, they're using a filtration system on their tap.
Right. I think the idea is to penalize somebody else. So in California, what they do is they find some behavior that they don't like, and then they try to change that behavior through taxation. And there have been extra taxes placed on bottled water out there before. So they try to dissuade that. They've tried to they've required people to pay for plastic garbage bags or plastic bags at the grocery store,
yep.
Things like that. This is just one where they say that, you know, everybody needs to bear the cost of the additional pollutants, the additional filtration required for our farmers. And
right, and the article that Heather is reading from NBC Los Angeles, says mm-hmm. that over the last 10 years, they've already raised the rates of the water, so now they're just wanting to tack on an extra 95 cents a month for everybody.
Well, you know,
we're
new money
just
for new projects.
Closer and closer and closer to the society that was best described by the fictitious Colonel Flagg. Make sure that you remain loyal to the government that's going to hound your every step.
That's very true.
So, Ed, let me ask this question. Are you familiar with the CalExit proposal?
Yes.
What are your thoughts on that? Should California just go ahead and divorce itself from the rest of the country?
I think we should divorce ourselves from California.
I heard California is going to be splitting into two states, too. That was another thing I heard.
There's a proposal
for three.
It's a three-state
proposal.
Three-state?
Is that the one that's most likely to make it onto the ballot for a referendum?
According to Draper, I forget if his first name's Tim or Tom, the guy that was behind it said that he turned in over twice as many signatures as was needed.
Tim Draper.
He is convinced that the validity rate is thus that it will be on the ballot.
That's interesting. Yeah, Tim Draper. A big fan of cryptocurrencies.
Yeah, and wasn't he one of the creators of PayPal?
He may have been. Yeah.
Ed, any final thoughts?
Yeah, speaking of cryptocurrencies, my hat is off to those brave souls in, what was it, the Ukraine, forming a political party going around entirely on cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
Sounds like somebody's been listening to those ads about those conscientious pirates trying to break the crown.
Yeah, Ed, thank you. Good call. And
I love getting new callers.
Definitely don't be a stranger. Let's go to Dave.
And tell your friends to call, too.
Dave calling in from New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, guys. Well, apparently the Selective Service is back under public discussion, and there's a New Hampshire connection.
Really?
All right.
What do you mean?
So what's happening is there's this thing called the, I got a letter from the war tax resistors about this, and there is an institution called the National Commission on Military, National, and Public Service. It's going from town to town in the United States, allowing public hearings on the Selective Service system. So does this mean, they're going to beef it up? Are they going to tear it down? I don't know. I don't know what, but it is an opportunity. I guess the last one was in Denver, and the next one, the next hearing will be in Nashua, New Hampshire, on May 10th. So
wow.
It will be a chance for New Hampshireites to verbally let them have it.
And I'm guessing you're going to be there with your camera for RidleyReport.com?
I don't know yet. That's about 2 weeks off. There is a, I like to say that it's the folks who brought you Gulf War sickness and
Agent Orange. They're coming to ask if you want them to take their kids, basically. If you want them to take your kids, then I guess you show up and say yes.
So what would motivate you to go show up and cover this hearing?
Logistical convenience.
Okay. Understand.
That's interesting. The fact that they're going around the country, I mean, this is a great opportunity. If you oppose the draft, an opportunity to get your name on the record, go and speak to them. And I assume at some point they'll be doing, they usually do something where they open it up to public comment online and you can go to a website and do that. And that way you too can be ignored.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's better that they're, you know, at least pretending to go through some sort of process as opposed to not going through any process at all, I guess. But
I like it when they pretend.
Either way, I can't be in favor of this either, because it costs tax dollars either way. It costs tax dollars for them to come out and give you a chance to talk about them spending your tax dollars.
Right? Sounds a little circular, David.
Yeah. Dave, thank you. And definitely keep us updated, especially if you wind up going to that thing. And again, that's Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com, where he does a really good job of covering a lot of things that just, you know, like go past most people's radars.
Right. He hears about them. He keeps his ear to the rail. He knows when things are going on.
Yeah. So let's jump back into if there's anything else to discuss on this proposal out of California to wind up charging every household in California an additional 95 cents per month to wind up paying for water treatment plants.
Okay, so basically it goes in. We already talked about how basically the farmers are the ones that are causing it. It says drought and the need to pump water to San Diego has already raised rates over the last 10 years since the first drought went into effect in 2008. Hong says the Taxpayers Association agrees that people in poor areas need help to improve water quality, but says this isn't the solution. The polluters need to pay, he said. If you're causing the problem, you should have to pay for it. Several environmental and farming groups support the bill, saying it's the only way around a million Californians can get clean drinking water.
Of course the environmentalist and the farming groups support the bill, because the farmers...
They're getting subsidized by everybody else.
They want their subsidies.
Right.
They love their subsidies, while also simultaneously complaining about all them city slickers on the welfare.
Yeah, but don't you think, like, if you have a million people that didn't have access to clean water, that can cause some problems.
Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Possibly time for you and your thoughts if you call in now in studio tonight. It's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And, yeah, we like cryptocurrencies. And there's one that is actually, you know, a lot better than the competition. Talking about Zencash. Now, blockchain technology, when it came out, was some really good tech because it was revolutionary. But when it comes to your transactions using blockchain tech, you don't necessarily want that to be public for everyone to see. That's what makes Zencash so great. They have a privacy option for transactions and messaging using zero-knowledge proofs. Zencash has well over 10,000 secure nodes at this point, making it one of the most secure distributed networks of any cryptocurrency. And Zencash was made by voluntarists with the ideas of voluntary interaction being embedded into the white paper. Zencash has better tech than their competition. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com. And the wallets, not just available as some command line interface, they've got GUIs. That's the graphical user interface, you know, the things that you're used to where it's, you know, a lot easier to use, where you don't have to know coding to use it. Available for Windows, Mac, Linux, Android, and available in multiple languages. Zencash.com. So we were talking about this proposal in California to tax water, and of course the farmers are in support of it. The article from NBC Los Angeles saying that the proposal is being made because, well, the farmers wind up needing, well, the farmers pollute the water, and then everybody needs clean drinking water. So instead of making the farmers pay for it, we're going to make everybody pay for it.
Yeah, there's only a little bit left of this article, but it says State Senator Bill Moning, who introduced the bill, put out a statement that read, in part, while I continue to work with a broad-based coalition of supporters on the enactment of my Senate bill, I know we all applaud the governor's support to the communities throughout California that do not have access to safe drinking water. These Californians deserve better, and I will continue to urge my colleagues in the legislature to work together with the governor to finally achieve the guarantee of safe and affordable drinking water to all Californians. Hong says people should pay for the water they use, but why should we tax water to fix problems somewhere else, problems that are created by the people who are doing the pollution? The rest of us, especially us ratepayers in San Diego, we shouldn't have to pay for errors made by other folks. Right now, there is no timetable if or when the bill might make it to the governor's desk.
And, of course, this article doesn't say whether or not it ever made it out of a committee, if it's still sitting in a committee, if there was ever a committee hearing. So right now, as far as we know, it's just a proposal.
I do think, though, this kind of stuff, especially when it comes to water, is such a serious topic, because when you do get a community that is starved of clean water, that can cause a lot of problems. And so it is, it's not just something that is an issue of, you know, okay, the taxes or the money, but it's got real world consequences when people don't have clean water. And I mean, you get the panic that sets in, like the diseases that can spread. I mean, so while I don't agree with necessarily the funding aspect, I think that California's probably got a large enough tax pot to figure some out. They could make some cuts somewhere else as opposed to adding new fees. I do think that it is a serious issue when you get into talking about people, millions of people not having access to clean water.
So I've actually pulled up the legislative docket on this proposal, and in September of last year, it was re-referred to the Senate Committee on Rules, where it has sat. It did pass out of the Committee on Appropriations, but again, it's been in the Senate Rules Committee in California since September with no action at all. So I'm not sure at this point if anything is going to happen with this other than it being a proposal.
Right.
And of course, the San Diego Tax or the San Diego County Taxpayers Association coming out with this statement saying that they oppose the bill.
Well, it certainly wouldn't be the first time water's been taxed. It won't be the last time. Now, one of my favorites, we talked about this a little bit earlier off the air, but that's Maryland's water tax. Anybody who lives in Maryland, excuse me, is probably familiar with it, but the idea is that based on the size of your roof and the size of your parking lot, that you will pay additional fees because you are contributing to runoff, which ends up in the Chesapeake Bay, which therefore pollutes, and that's how they've done it. So, you know, buildings that have large roofs and large parking areas get taxed more.
Yeah, so hopefully these water taxes don't expand further than they already are, and we know because we've covered stories over the years about various places where it's become illegal to collect water that falls out of the sky and lands on your property.
Yeah.
Whether that be in a bucket or whether you dig a big giant hole in your yard and you wind up allowing it to form as a lake.
No, can't have that, Daryl. Yeah.
Let's go to the phones where we've got Sarah calling in from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, I have a hypothesis about the serial killer, the D'Angelo, why he raped and murdered, and then he stopped. I think that he quit after like 10 years of doing that. To me, I think it was his libido. Like he wanted sex really easy, and he murdered them after he was done with them. And to get rid of the evidence, but when he hit 40, you know, there was his libido, the Me Too rape and murder, like, subsided, you know, that he could be more rational. You know, what do you think about that? And he was very smart.
What were you basing this on?
Guy that has a libido, that's the part that makes them do those things?
No, when you hit 40, then supposedly the rape libido dies down and then you can be a normal person. What are you saying, Sarah? Please, please.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So I think he started up when he was like 27, 26.
Right.
And he wanted sex really quick and easy without having a relationship, getting a headache.
Right.
It's very complicated. And then most of the rapists, they usually like to murder them so they could get rid of the evidence, but most of them get caught really fast. With him, it took him like 40 years to get finally caught. He was very good. But I think when he hit 40, the sexual libido in order to like to get sex with the like to force them died out, where like he could think rationally enough to say, okay, I don't have to do this anymore. That's my reasoning. I think it has to do with all the sex drive, and he was very smart not to get caught. And I think the fact that he was a police officer was a good cover. Who would ever suspect that a law enforcement agency would be doing this? The very person that's supposed to be arresting and stopping the rapists and the murderers, they're the one that's doing it.
Yeah.
So it was like a really perfect cover.
I understand your theory there that you know, men's sex drives tend to decrease with age, which I'm still waiting for. But I don't know. I don't know if 40's like sort of a magical age, and that's when things start going downhill. But today you have what kind of puts a hole in your theory is now you have things like Viagra that, you know, can...
Right, but they didn't have that in 1980-something, whenever he stopped it.
But if, say, in the 80s and his sex drive goes down, and then guess what? I can get back into it by just taking this little blue pill.
Yeah, I think it's a theory that is not founded in reality,
well,
Sarah.
It's speculatory.
Thank you for the call.
We've been speculating on things all night.
Right, but we've not been speculating on why the guy decided to kill somebody or why he decided
to stop. So Sarah offered that to the show.
Some strange theories, and I'm just glad she didn't somehow tie it around to red light cameras.
I was waiting for that.
Yeah, I was waiting for her to say he raped and killed people because we don't have red light cameras in Albuquerque anymore.
Oh, God.
Now, what happens if your Alexa becomes self-aware? Article from TechCrunch says that Alexa will soon be able to recall information that you've directed her to remember, as well as have more natural conversations that don't require every command to begin with Alexa. She'll be able to launch skills in response to questions you ask. Now, skills is a specific term used here. So, for instance, there's a skill for the TuneIn app where you can download this skill and then tell your Alexa, Alexa, listen to Free Talk Live. And if you have the TuneIn app, then Alexa will then pull up Free Talk Live on TuneIn.
Brilliant. So next time I want to spy in my house, I'll buy an Alexa.
We'll be back tomorrow. We're out of time for tonight, but we are always online at freetalklive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.